Today's year's Masechtas, Vachim, Daf Lamed. We will begin on Daf Chav Tesam and Beis at the Mishnah in the middle of the Amid. The Mishnah teaches us, continues to teach us, different halachas regarding Pigel that we have been learning. Zeh Klal. Kol HaShachar HaMakavah Mahalach VaZorik. If during either the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halach, or Zrika, which as we know are all avoidus that are done with the dam of the carbon, the kohen had a machshava, lechol davar shtark lechol, to eat something which is normally eaten, or lahakter davar shtark lahakter, or to burn the emurim which are normally burnt, a kezayis of this basar, a kezayis of these emurim, chutz l'mekaymai, if the machshava was to do so not in the proper place, and we've already identified in previous shurim exactly what that means. The halach is posvayim bekaris. The carbon becomes disqualified, but if somebody chas v'shalom were to eat from this carbon, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. If the machshava was a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, then the carbon becomes pigel, and for eating such a carbon, chayav enol of karis, there's a chayiv karis. Obavad, however, says the Mishnah, a very important rule, Shiyakov Hamate Kimitzvasai, that the rest of the carbon was brought properly, which the Mishnah is now teaching us the rule that if the carbon has another disqualification other than the disqualification of Chutzlas Manoi, the halacha will be, if there's a combination, Chutzlas Manoi and Chutzl Mkaimai, the halacha will be that carbon will be possible, but won't carry with it the din of pigel, the din that is a chiyuv karis. The Rishonim point out, Ovat Shiyakov Hamatik Mitzvosoi doesn't mean specifically by the Zrika. It means that if the Shechita was done with a Machsheva Chutz L'Zmanoi, then the Kabbalah Halacha or Zrika, any of those avoiders, was done with a Machsheva Chutz L'Mkaimoi, so it's not a pure Chutz L'Zmanoi situation, and therefore there is no chiyuv karis. Interesting, machlokes v'achronim, and Zuch Chinuch discusses this question, is what would be the halacha that you have a carbon that has a chutz l'zmanoi disqualification, but the other disqualification it has is not chutz l'mekaymai, but rather it's a different disqualification. We've certainly learned in our Masechta, as we've been learning Masechta Zvachim, many different situations that there's a psul. The kohen wasn't wearing the bidei kohuna, he did it with his left hand, he did it at night, all sorts of different disqualifications. Will the din that we're learning now, that says that if it's not just chutz l'zmanoi disqualifying this carbon, there's another disqualification, be applicable? And if there's another disqualification, not just chutz l'mekaymai, it will not be pigel with a chiyuv karis? Or when our Mishnah is teaching us this halacha, that if it's chutz l'zmanoi combined with chutz l'mekaymai, it doesn't have a chiyuv karis, it's strictly the disqualification of chutz l'mekaymai that takes it down a notch from not being a pure case of pigel. Any other disqualification will not have that ability. Continues the Mishnah. Ketzed karva mitmatik mitzvosai. What does that mean? If shachet b'shtika, the shechita was done without any intention, kibav v'holof v'zorek chutz l'zmanai, but the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrikah, don't chutz l'zmanai. Or, on the other hand, the shechita was done, sheshachet chutz l'zmanai. The shechita was done with this improper machshava of chutz l'zmanai. The kibav v'holof v'zorek v'shtika, but the other avoiders were done v'shtika. And the Rishonim point out, what does the Mishnah mean with the word shtika? What the Mishnah means to say here is that it wasn't that they had the proper machshava. Shtika alone, no machshava, will keep it chutz l'zmanoi, will keep it in the category pigel. The only way it would lose the status of chutz l'zmanoi is if you expressly had the wrong machshava of chutz l'mekaymai. Otherwise, even though you didn't have the proper machshava, you just had no machshava, shtika, it'll still be considered pigel. Oy, continues the Mishnah, sheshach v'kiv v'hal v'zar chutz l'zmanoi, he did all of them with just the machshava chutz l'zmanoi. And it'll have the din of chutz l'zmanoi, it'll be pigel, there'll be a chiyuv karis for eating it. On the other hand, continues the Mishnah, Ketzed loikarav hamatik mitzvosoi. What is a case where it won't be considered purely chutz manai? It won't be considered purely pigle. Shachet chutz mekaymai. The beginning he began with chutz mekaymai. And then he added to that by doing either the kibbal halaf azararak, by doing either the kabbalah aloch azrika with a chutz lezmanai, or vice versa. Shachet chutz lezmanai. He began with chutz lezmanai. And then he did kibbal halaf azararak chutz mekaymai. Oi. Shoshachet v'kiv v'halav v'zara chutz l'mekaymai. If he did any of these avoidas without the chutz l'zmanai, but they were a Pesach v'achatas shoshacht and shloy l'shman. A Pesach achatas we know have another psul, going back to the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that if they brought shloy l'shman they're disqualified. A Pesach v'achatas shoshacht and shloy l'shman v'kiv v'zara chutz l'zmanai. Oy, that he did the shechita by Pesach and Chatos, shaloi chutz lezmanoi. And then he combined by doing the other avoidus, the kibbutz v'halav v'zara, the kabbalah aloch azrika, shaloi l'shman. Oy, sheshach v'kibbutz v'halav v'zara, k'dam shaloi l'shman. He did, besides the chutz lezmanoi, he also had by all of these avoidus, a machshava of shaloi l'shman. So it's not a pure chutz lezmanoi situation, that it will not have the din of chutzlas manoi that has the halacha of chiv kars. Continues the Mishnah. Lechol kezayis b'chutz, kezayis l'macher. If he had a machshava to eat a kezayis chutz l'mekaymai, and then he had a machshava to eat that kezayis during any of the avoidus tomorrow, or vice versa. Kezayis l'macher, kezayis l'chutz. First he had the machshava chutz l'zmanoi, and then the machshava of chutz l'mekaymai. Or he had a machshava of kechatzi zayis b'chutz and kechatzi zayis l'macher. So we have a combined kezayis. The question is which machshava came first. Did the chutz mekaymai come before the chutz lezmanoi? Or kechatzi zayis l'macha, kezayis zayis b'chutz? Or the chutz mekaymai before the chutz lezmanoi? And all of these cases, since it isn't purely a situation of chutz lezmanoi, therefore it's not considered pigel that there should be a chayiv karis. Rather, in all these cases, the halach will be posel v'ein b'karis. Besides the fact that in the case of chatzi zayis, besides the case of Chatzizayis, there, you anyway don't have a whole Kazayis of Chutz Lezmanoi, and since you don't have a Kazayis of Chutz Lezmanoi, it couldn't be Pigel anyway, as we'll discuss in tomorrow's shiur. Furthermore, what is different in this case that we just began, of Lech Chatzizayis B'Chutz, Chatzizayis L'Macher, Lech Chatzizayis B'Chutz, Kazayis L'Macher, different than what we learned in the previous part of the Mishnah, explained the Rishonim, that this is Peshat in the Mishnah. Whereas in the previous part of the Mishnah, where he had two different machshavas, he had those two different machshavas in two different avoidas. He did the shechita with chutz lezmanoi, the kabbalah chutz l'mekaymai, or vice versa. Here, it's all within one avoida. Lech kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis l'macher. He did the shechita, and we'll explain this more in the Gemara Be'ezer Hashem. He did the shechita with having first the machshava on a kezayis chutz lezmanoi, and then continue doing the shechita with a machshava doing a kezayis l'macher, or vice versa. So here the chiddush is that even though both of these disqualifying machshavas are within one avoida, it's still considered two machshavas that prevent it from having a chiv karas. All of this that we've learned till now is the opinion of the Tanakam of the Rabbanim. However, Amar Yehuda, Yehuda disagrees. He says as follows: Zeh klal, ko shemachshavas hazman kodem l'mashavas hamokom pigel v'chayov en lov karis v'im machshavas hamokom kodem l'mashavas hazman posvim v'karis. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is quite simple. He says once the carbon becomes pigel with a chiv karis because you had a machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, even though afterwards you had a machshava chutz l'mekaymai, it still retains that status. And therefore, we always look at the first machshava. If the first machshava was chutz l'zmanai, it remains pigel, even though you afterwards had a machshava chutz l'mekaymai. Only if your first machshava was a machshava chutz l'mekaymai, and then afterwards you had a machshava chutz l'zmanai, will it not be pigel? Chamayim, the Chama, however, disagree, and they say, Zev is an apostle, then Bekaris. It makes no difference which machshava came first. When you have more than just a machshava, as we learned so extensively at the beginning of the Mishnah, when you have more than just one machshava, a chutz l'zmanai, it is the opinion of the Chacham, it can no longer be pigel with a chiv karis. One more rule in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, lechel chatzi zayis, elak the chatzi zayis. If his kavana was on a chila for one half of kazayis, and aktara chatzi kazayis, that's no problem at all, because as the Mishnah teaches us, I will explain it more extensively in tomorrow's shir, shen achil v'aktara mitztarfim. Achila and aktara can't combine to give you a share of kazayis. The Mefarshim ask that we just learned the Chum Oim Zev is apostle by Karis. What are the Chacham teaching us that we haven't learned earlier in the Mishnah? That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Why does the Mishnah need to repeat the opinion of the Chachamim? So the simple teretz is because the Mishnah wants to tell us that the Halacha is like the Chachamim. Another explanation along the same line. We're going to learn in a moment in the Gemara a machlokes the Masechta Temura between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara very much attempts to connect the machlokes of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi with the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. With Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda being one opinion, and Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda being one opinion, and Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim being one opinion. So the Gemara, the Mishnah is teaching us a beautiful halacha. We know, whenever you have a machlokes yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. So, when we have a machlokes of Yehuda Chachamim, we know to follow the opinion of the Chachamim, that's easy. But when we have a machlokes or Meir Rabbi Yossi, whose opinion do we follow? Therefore the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is indicating that Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim are one and the same opinion, and therefore, it's not just Rabbi Yossi versus Rameya, it's really the Chachamim versus Rameya, and that's why, in that machlokes, we would follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, not the opinion of Rameya. There's a beautiful vart from the Tveres Shloima, Al Pi Drush, on this Mishnah, on the opinion that we just learned of Yehuda. Yehuda says as follows: if the machshavas zman comes before the machshavas, if the machshava chutz l'zman comes before the machshava chutz mekaymai, even though afterwards you had the machshava chutz mekaymai, this carbon remains pigel. If the machshava mekaymai comes before zman, it's not pigel. Says the Tveres Shloima. When a person davens, so a person could be davening, could have kavana for one of two things. He could be davening for kavod hamakom, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there should be a Kiddush Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and presence should be glorified in this world. And it can be mispal for its own needs, for the things that a person needs. What is a person supposed to daven for? He's supposed to daven for Kvod Shemayim. What's the raya? We have two rayas from the tefillos of the Yom HaNeroim. One raya is by the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, where we say, Malchus Zichronis Shaifres. What's the first thing we say? Malchus. We're supposed to speak about the Malchus Hashem. Furthermore, it's Rosh Hashanah, the day that we're all judged for the whole year. And what do we daven for? We daven for Kvod Shemayim. Says the Tveres Shloima, that's the lesson in the Mishnah. If a person has machshava for lizmanoi, for the temporary things, for the things that are in this world, which this entire world is manoi, it's very temporary, before he has a mind makam, before he has a mind Kvod Shemayim, that tefillah is pigel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that tefillah. What tefillah does the Kaddish Baruch Hu want? The first there should be tefillah of the Mekaymai. First, we should think about Kvod Shemayim and then Tefillah about Zmanoi, our own personal needs. Continues the Gemara. Amma Ilfa. We learned, as I just described, the machlokes of the Chachamim of Yehuda. If there's a combination of two disqualifying thoughts, what is the rule? Chum hold doesn't make a difference which came first. Rabbi Yehuda holds it does. Says Ilfa. Machlokes b'shtei avoides. Where do we have the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Strictly, if they had these two different machshavas regarding two different avoiders. Abba avoida achas. If during one avoida they had these two different machshavas, Divrei Hakol, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, Eir machshavas hava. It's considered a situation that we have to look at both. In one avoida we look at both machshavas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is Ab avoida achas. Even by one avoida, Rabbi Yehuda says we always look at the first machshava, and Rabbanan hold we look at both machshavas. Why did Rabbanan hold that we look at both machshavas always? So I sort of mafarshim give two explanations. One explanation, very much connected to the next Gemara we're going to learn. The Gemara is going to introduce the concept of Tfais Lashon Rishon or Tfais Lashon Achron. Do we follow the first thing somebody said or the second? And it's the opinion of the Rabbanan that we always go after the Lashon Achron. Easy way of understanding the opinion of the Rabbanan. But there's another way of understanding the opinion of Rabbanan, specifically according to Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in the Mishnah that when is a carbon identified to be pigel, you have to wait for all of the avoiders to be completed. So since all of the avoiders need to be completed to give this carbon a full-fledged shame pigel, so obviously at any point, it could become or not become pigel. And therefore, even though the machshavas were during different avoidas, and the machshava chutz l'zmana came first, doesn't make a difference. We have to wait anyway till after the zrika, and therefore if there was another avoida after the zrika that was done with chutz l'zmanoi, it will no longer be pigel. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al-Ilfa, Ilfa's opinion could be well understood, because midereish b'shtei avoidas, the first case of the Mishnah was speaking, as we learned extensively, about two different avoiders. Sefer Nami is talking about shtei avoiders. And we'll still have the same machloikas to Yehud and Chachamim, strictly by shtei avoiders. But by avoida achas, everybody will agree, it doesn't make a difference which machshava came first. However, as the Gemara, El Rabbi Yochanan, the Reisha is clearly speaking about multiple avoiders. Isn't that an indication? How can we say that the Reish is talking about shtei avoiders and the Sefer is avoida achas? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan isn't that bothered with that question. In Reish b'shtei avoiders, Sefer b'ein b'avoida achas b'shtei avoiders. It doesn't really bother him that much. Continues the Gemara, Tanan, we just learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda summarizes his opinion. Am Rabbi Yehuda, zeh klal, im achshev sazman kadol mechshev samokim. If first there was a machshava chutz l'zmanoi, that's when it will always remain pigel. The chayavim of kares. So the obvious question is: every word of our Mishnah is kodesh hakadoshim. Why is Rabbi Yehuda repeating these words? So Bishlam and Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we can understand why he does so. Hanek tanizak klal to tell us a chiddush. That not only does Rabbi Yochanan state his opinion b'shtei avoides, he has his opinion even by avoid the achatz. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan went out of the way to repeat his opinion. Ela l'ilfa, that Rabbi Yochanan, the Yehuda agrees by avoid the achatz. We don't care which came first, which came second. Maizal klal. Why did the Mishnah have to repeat these words? Why did Rabbi Yehuda have to repeat this rule? Indeed, says the Gemara Kasha. We know. There's a whole Masechta we're going to learn. Masechta Temura. The Torah says that we have an animal that's kodesh, and it's not a balmum, lo yemirenu v'lo yachlifenu. A person may not remove the kedusha of the animal that has a kedushas haguf that's already kodesh. And it's interesting, din in the Torah, if somebody does do so, he's over a lav. But the Torah continues to say, v'hayuhu usmerasoi. Yeah, kodesh. Then not only is the original animal kodesh, but the substitute animal also gets kodesh. So the simplest case is if I have an animal that was designated as a carbon chatas, and it's in perfect shape, and somebody goes and takes another animal and says, Hareza Tmurzu, the second animal also gets the din of a karma chatas. Now we begin with a very fundamental machloikus that comes up many times, that's quoted in Masechta Tmura. Tanan Hossam says the Mishnah Masechta Tmura. If somebody said, Hareza Tmurus Oyla Tmur Shlomim, he said that this substitute animal should be a Tmurus Oyla Tmur Shlomim. Hareza Tmurus Oyla, Divir Amei. Remei's opinion is Tfais Losh and Rishon. He made two statements. Hareza Tmurus Oyla. It has the din of a Tmurus Oyla. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we have to look at the situation. Im, Lekach Neschav and Techila. If his intention was to say both, just we human beings, Hoyl V. Evshlo, Hoytzi Shtei Shemes Kachas, we only could say one word at a time. Then the halacha will be Tvar of Kayamim. Then both statements will stand. And what will be the halacha? This new animal will have in it both Tmurus Oyla and Tmurus Shlomim. Both in a Kedushas Oyla and Kedushas Shlomim. But it can't be both. It can't be an Oyla and a Shlomim at the same time. So the halacha will be, we wait for the animal to become a Balmum. We sell the animal. We take the proceeds of the sale and we divide them. Half the proceeds are used for carbon oil, half the proceeds are used for carbon chattas. V'imish amar reza tmuris oil. However, if he first said tmuris oil, and then v'nimlach, he changed his mind. V'amar reza tmuris shlamim. He changed his mind, doesn't want it to be tmuris oil, he wants it to be tmuris shlamim. Too late. Hareza oil. It has a din of an oil. Ask the Rishonim, why? Don't we have a halacha throughout Shas that toich kadei dibur, you could change your mind? So why is Rabbi Yossi saying that if he said tmuris oila, originally he meant tmuris oila, and then after he said tmuris oila, he can't change his mind, why can't you change your mind? So the Shita Mukavetzis answers, because what is pshat changing your mind? Pshat changing your mind is you're saying, I don't want what I said previously, I want something else. So if the person says the Shita would have expressly said, I know, I don't want it to be a Tmurus Oyla. I only want it to be Tmurus Shlomim. Indeed, maybe it work. He didn't say that. He only added Tmurus Shlomim, but he didn't reject when he said Tmurus Oyla, and that's why it's not considered a valid changing of the mind. That's how the Shita learns. Taisvis has a whole different approach. Taisvis says that you can't change your mind. There's no rule of Teich Kedei Dibur. What's Pshat in Taisus? Why is there a halacha, B'chola Teir Kula, the Teich Kedei Dibur? That if you change your mind, Teich Kedei Dibur, you're allowed to change your mind. Because people, even if they say something, we're not sure that they really mean it. If they said it, and they didn't regret within Teich Kedei Dibur, that's proof that they really were serious. Says Achroinim and explained Taisvis, that's in all areas of halacha. But here we're talking about kotshim. Kotshim are not just dumb words, they're not just regular conversation. There what a person says is extremely serious. And therefore, if he said it, he meant it. And therefore, he can't retract even Teich Kedei Dibur. And actually, I think I've quoted this previously, this is the basis of a big machloikus lahaloch lemaisa between the tzois and the machna frayim. What happens if somebody makes a pledge to give tzedakah a certain amount, and Teich Kedei Dibur changes his mind? Can he change his mind? Tzois says, yeah, there's a halacha, I just quoted a halacha. Teich Kedei Dibur, you could always retract. Says the machna frayim, no. Tzedakah is like kotshim. And by Kachim Taisus just taught us in explaining this Gemara that the regular halacha of Teich Kedei Dibur that you could retract doesn't apply. And therefore says the Machna Frayim, if somebody makes a pledge for tzedakah and Teich Kedei Dibur immediately he wants to change his mind, he can't. Ask the Gemara. This was a case where the person said, I raise a Tmurus Oyla Tmurus Shlomim. So we clearly see the Machlekes of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi. Ramei says, Tfais Losh and Rishon. Rabbi Yossi says he meant to say both. What would be the halacha, however, asked the Gemara? Hareza tmurs oil of Shlom Mahu. The Gemara's question is according to Rameya. Did Rameya say his statement, say his psak, only when somebody used the words tmurs oil, tmurs shlomim? Because since he used those two words, tmurs oil, tmurs shlomim, it's a clear indication that he wanted it to be an oila, and then it's too late to be shlomim. But if he would have said the words tmuras oila vishlomim, not saying tmura twice, it's clearly an indication that he wanted both, just he can't say two words at the same time. What will be the halacha according to Rameya? And then the Gemara goes on further. Lachzois mahu. What does lachzois mean? Lachzois means, when a person said, I'm saying oil of a shlomim, and I mean that it should be half oil or half shlomim. He's saying clearly that's my intention. So clearly, and this is the way the Brisker Rav beautifully explains the Gemara's question. Clearly, this is not a situation of Tvais Lashon Rishon. Because he's saying clearly, I meant both. So it's not an issue of Tvais Lashon Rishon. So if it's not an issue of Tvais Lashon Rishon, so what's the Gemara Shaila in understanding Rameya? Says the Brisker Rav, what the Gemara is asking is a very lumda shakasha. A lumda shashaila. The Gemara Shaila is as follows. Perhaps, the halacha is that once the animal has a Kedushas Oila, even though you wanted it to have a Kedushas Shlomim, it doesn't make a difference. The Kedushas Oila permeates the entire animal, and there's nothing you could do to stop that. Or, it's Pshat and Rameya Tfais Lashon Rishon. So where it's clear that that wasn't your intention, and where it's clear that you didn't only mean the first Lashon, Rameya will agree that both Kedushas Achal. I'm Abaya. So says Abaya, clearly, this is the way to understand the Gemara Gazun, I believe. Behav Ademai de Rameya. In a case where we know what he meant, Rameya won't agree. Why? Won't argue. Why? Because Rameya is only following the opinion of Tfais Lashon Rishon, and where it's obvious that that's not his intention, then we look at both statements. Rav Amar, Rav says, no, Adayini Machlaikis. Why? Because Rav holds that Pshat in Rameya is not just Tfais Lashon Rishon, but it's like I just quoted, that the Kedusha of the first statement you make totally envelops that animal, and there's no room for any other Kedusha to be Chal. According to you, the Amrit, where we know he meant both, Rameya's Maida, ask the Gemara. The Gemara, and this becomes clear in the Gemara, but we have to say it already now, is assuming that the opinion of Rameya in Masechta Temura and the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Al Mishnah travel together. They travel together. They both hold you follow the first statement. That's why according to Rabbi Yehuda and Al Mishnah, if your first machshava was chutz lezmano, it remains pigol. And that's why according to Rameya, if you first said oil, it's oil. So let's think about it, ask the Gemara. Hare shchita de l'chilach tzestami. What happened over here? Somebody shechted the animal. When does the shechita become an effective shechita? At the last moment. At that one moment, he had in mind both chutz lezman and chutz l'mekaymai. So he clearly meant both of them to happen. And yet we learned in the Mishnah, the plegi there, Yehuda says we look at Lashon Rishon. Even though he clearly meant both. Amalei says Abaye in response to that, you can't bring a rai from Yehuda in our Mishnah. Mi savrit, because you're assuming, ein l'shchita lo psoif. That when was his machshava going to be effective? At the last second, as he's completing the shchita. Because that's the crucial moment that makes the shchita into the shchita. That's not true. The halacha is, yesh don l'shchita mitchila v'atsoif. We know that what is the act of shchita. The act of shchita is cutting both simonim. And each cutting of a simon is part of the ma'aser shchita. And therefore, our Mishnah will be referring to a situation, Dom is Simon Rishon Chutz Lezmanoi, that he shechted the first, he cut the first Simon with one Machshava, he cut the second Simon with a different Machshava, and that's why they're two totally different acts. There Abaye agrees, there Rameya agrees, there Rabbi Yehuda certainly says that each act, even though it's only a Chatzi Mater, because you have to have both Simonim, but each act, and Tosfos goes on to say, each act is separately identifiable. Each act is a separate, each Siman is a separate act, and that certainly serves to separate those two machshavas, and therefore we only look at the first one, not the second one. But in a case where the two machshavas came together, lachatzos, Yehuda may agree, Rameya may agree. Ask the Gemara. Mishnah Masechet Menachos, Daf Yud Bei Zomer Aleph. The exact same machloikas that we have in our Mishnah, we have in Masechet Menachos between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. Because as we've described earlier, just like you have four avoidas by a carbon mincha, by carbon behema, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, you have the same corresponding by a carbon mincha. You have the kmitza, and then putting it into the keli, sharis, then carrying the kli sharis to the mizbeach, and then we mak the kaimitz on the mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, kmitza certainly, by shchita we were able to identify two separate acts, cutting one siman and then cutting the second siman. Were there two separate acts by carbon mincha? Haray mincha. Haray kmitza. It's all one act. And yet, the kilachtes tam, it's all one act, and he said both chutzos man and chutzos mekaymai, and we still have upligi, the exact same machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda. So we see, obviously, Rabbi Yehuda, and by extension, Rameya, hold their opinion, even when that was clearly his intention, that both should be effective. Rav is saying to Abaya, says, no. There too, I could have find two separate identifiable acts. Hasam nami, should hikter kaimitz mincha chutzos manai, in most karmat mincha, you have to be makter the kaimitz of the flour and oil. You have to be makter the levina. And those are two separate acts. So one was done with chutzal zmanai, one was done with chutzal mekaimai. And Rav Yehuda says we have to look which one came first. Ask the Gemara, haray kaimitz the michas chayta, the lack of levina bahadei. There's certain minchas that don't have this levina. That you can't find two separate identifiable acts, what upligi, and they upligi, and they still argue. Are you saying that they're only going to argue in a case with a separate identifiable acts? Just for a moment, which carbon mincha has no levina? Two cases. One case is we've discussed many times for certain averis, the Torah calls for carbon oil of yoyrid. The carbon oil of Yoyrid depends on the financial status of the person who has to bring the carbon. And if the person is very poor, he brings a carbon mincha. That carbon mincha doesn't have levina. Another case where carbon mincha doesn't have a levina is the minchas saita. We know the parish of saita. I saw a beautiful explanation why specifically the carbon minchas saita doesn't have any levina. Beautiful pshat. We learned together the Gemara Masechta Saita. Who pays for the Karban Mincha Saita? So the Gemara says the husband has to pay for it. The husband who brings his wife and accuses his wife of being a Saita, he's the one that has to pay for that Karban Mincha. Says Seder Mefarshim, a person who is such an individual who accuses his wife of doing things that she might never have done, and furthermore, they go on to say, and we learned this Gemara, the Gemara says, Bizman she'ish menukim oven, only if the man is completely innocent, does this saita mincha, does the process, the procedure work. Ain ish menukim oven, but if he's not perfectly innocent, then it doesn't work on analyzing her status. A person who's so sure about himself. So let's think about this person who brings his wife. He thinks that he's so perfect, and a wife is so terrible. A person who thinks that he's perfect and everybody else is terrible, we don't want his levina. His carbon should just be plain flour. But back to our Gemara. So where's the two separate identifiable avoidus by the carbon Michas Chayta? Don't they argue there too? Says my life, please. By Michas Chayta, there won't be a Machlaikas. I'm Ravashi, and Ravashi says, even if you say that they are argue, we could find two separate acts. Two separate identifiable acts. Pligi Ripsius. They have to walk. I spoke about the halacha of taking the kaimitz to the mizbeach. Each step is separately identifiable, and each step was done with a different machshava. But it could well be, Abai is still sticking to his opinion, that within one avoida, they can't, even Rabbi Yehuda and by extension Ramei will agree that we take both machshavas, both statements into consideration. Says the Gemara, Rav Sivi Ba'ashi Masnik Rabaya, Rav Huna Ba'Nas Masnik the Rava. Says the Gemara, Ki Osir Avdimi, and we said this earlier, Omer Ramei B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Ki Osir Avdimi, Omer, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Ramei B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ramei's opinion is following the opinion of Yehuda. It's one opinion that they both hold, that Amri, they both hold, Fois Loshen Rishon. The Tanan, as we learned in our Mishnah, Amri Yehuda Zeh Klal. We always look at the first name. Im Achshavas Azman Kodmo, as Machshavas Amokon, Pigel, Bechayavan Lof Karas. So Ramei, who says that we follow the first statement, is an extension of what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amla Abaya, says Abaya, I don't agree with you, Rav Dimi. You, Rav Dimi, are connecting. And we explained the previous piece of Gemara that way. You are connecting these two opinions. I'll show you that that's not true. The Rav B'Vachana says they're not necessarily connected. Four says the Gemara. V'Rav B'Vachana Om Rabbi Yochanan. Ki Megat Lehu, if you begin to drill down and try to understand the opinions of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi in their Machloikis and Masechta Temura, Ki Megat Lehu Ramei Rabbi Yossi Behade Adodi, if you start analyzing, you will discover loipligi. They don't really disagree. Says the Gemara, loipligi. How could you suggest that they're not arguing? But mifligi, we quoted the Gemara in Amun Aleph, the Mishnah Masechta Menachos, that clearly indicates that there is a machloikus, and Masechta Temura, that there is a machloikus. If Temura is oil, Temura is shlomim, what is the halacha? Amle, so he says, it's not that I meant to say that they don't argue. It's an open Mishnah that they argue. What I meant to say is, their machlokes is not a conceptual machlokes. In concept, they may agree. And therefore, says the Gemara, Rabbi Babachana says, pligi b'may de pligi, they argue strictly where the Mishnah tells us they argue, the loy pligi b'may de loy pligi, which means as follows. And the Gemara will explain it more in a second. According to Rav Dimi, Rameyer, given that Rameyer is following the opinion of Yehuda, is very much locked into the concept of Tvois Loshen Rishon. And therefore, according to Reb Dimi, and we'll explain the Gemara a little on a Lamdish side, it doesn't make a difference how the first Loshen was said. We're always going to follow his first statement. Because Tvois Loshen Rishon, according to that opinion, doesn't just tell us, I look at the first statement. I don't know which statement to follow. I should follow the first statement. It says so much more. It says that the first statement takes hold, and once the first statement takes hold, there is no room for the second statement to take hold. Rav Avchana has a whole different explanation. His explanation is, first Lashon Rishon is just something we do because we don't know which Lashon to follow. We don't know which statement to follow. And therefore, wherever there's an indication which what he really meant, there won't be a machloikus. Because we're not locked into Tvois Loshen Rishon that we must follow the first statement halachically. Tvois Loshen Rishon only is where I don't know what to do. But if I know what to do, then Ramei isn't locked into Tvois Loshen Rishon. And let's explain it. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Hakel Oymer, Hakel Moidim. There is no machloikus for Ramei Rabbi Yosef. Heichad Om Tochazu Vacha Tochazu. That he said clearly, first it should be an Oyla and then it should be a Shlomim. Why? Because once it's an oiler, he wanted it just to be an oiler. It can't be a shlomim afterwards. Or, even Rabbi Yossi will agree to that. On the other hand, if he said, like tochuzu, it should not be an oiler, elm ken cholazu, unless it's a shlomim also, dirakul chayla. Both will be chal. And what will be the halacha? I said this earlier in the shir. You'll have to sell this animal, wait for it to be a mum, sell it, and to divide the proceeds half oila, half shlomim. Ki pligi, the machloikis is limited to one case only. Dama tumuris oila tumuris shlomim. Ramei sover, Ramei says, midah havela lemeim, if he meant that it should both be oil and shlomim, what should he have said? Midah havela lemeim tumuris oila v'shlomim. He should have just said tumuris oila v'shlomim. He added one extra word. V'omar, what did he say? He said tumuris oila tumuris shlomim. What does he mean? Shmamina, what he meant was, Medekadabe. He wanted it just to be a Tmuris Oila. He wanted it only to be an Oila. Now he changed his mind. But like we said in Amun Aleph, you can't change your mind. Rabbi Yossi says no. What was this person's thinking? He was thinking, E Omar, all I'm going to say is Tmuras Oil of Shmamim, have a mina, people are going to think the Palga Tmuras Oil or Palga Tmuras Shlamim. And in order to avoid people to think that that's what he meant, Lachi Amar Tmuras Oil Tmuras Shlamim, Lememra, because he meant to say the Kula Oil of a Kula Shlamim Hava. It should be completely an Oil and completely a Shlamim, and then it should be divided half and half. So therefore, even though he could have used the words Tmuras Oil of a Shlamim, he used the words Tmuras Oil of Tmuras Shlamim to avoid any misunderstanding. So what do we have here? We have the Ramei is not locked in anymore to Tfais Lashon Rishon. It's only because there's an indication that he meant that the Lashon Rishon should be Chal. Because he used the words Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlamim. Instead of using the words Tmuras Oila Vishlamim, do we say it? And therefore, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Bechana, are not connected at all. Rabbi Yehuda is very locked in, as we learned in the Mishnah, into Tfais Lashon Rishon. Ramei isn't. Ask the Gemara. Amlai, who am a loy pligi? So now the question is, how could you say that they're not arguing where Rav Dimi said that they, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda agree? To which Abaye said, who amar? Indeed, Rav Dimi said, he said that Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda loy pligi, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda travel together. That they both are very locked into Tfais Lashon Rishon. Not Amina, but I disagree. And I hold pligi. The Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda aren't traveling together. Rabbi Yehuda indeed strictly follows the opinion of Tfais Lashon Rishon. Ramei only uses Tfais Lashon Rishon where there's an indication that we should follow the Lashon Rishon, not that he uses it under all circumstances, no matter what.